Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen's Head of the Morning Now, 6:49 here on this Monday. This is, of course, Veterans Day. Three big things. Nationwide gasoline prices steady over the past 2 weeks at $2.69 a gallon.
Two.
Public testimony on Capitol Hill this week in the impeachment inquiry.
One.
Family of man killed by Wichita police in swatting incident suing for $25 million in damages. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got some potentially slick roadways out there. Just some very spotty snow and maybe some light sleet sort of flurry chances out there. Remember, if things do start icing up, the first thing to really start icing up is those bridges and overpasses. Be careful out there today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
We have a wind advisory today, windy and much cooler, with a 30% chance for drizzle and snow today at a high of 29 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 10. Tuesday, sunny and cool with a high of 36 degrees. Now light snow, 27 degrees, a north wind gusting to 49 miles per hour, and the wind chill is 10. New research finds emotional support could be vital to our overall well-being.
This is House Call for Health. Your family could be making you sick. A new study finds people who feel they aren't supported by their extended family are more likely to suffer chronic illness. The study was published in the Journal of Family Psychology. It looked at data collected on nearly 3,000 people between 1995 and 2014, asking them at 3 points during the 19-year period to rate the quality of their family and partner interactions. That was then compared to the subject's chronic conditions, ranging from headaches to stroke. The study found strained extended family relations to be highly associated with a greater number of chronic conditions and poor health, but it found no such health association due to troubled relationships with spouses. The study's author calls it a wake-up call for dysfunctional families and healthcare practitioners. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Steve's Head in the Morning Now, 6:52 on this Monday morning. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, and he has the big question.
Well, hopefully I've got some answers to the big question.
Oh, good, good.
You know,
good.
I'm asking the big question that we're all asking. You know, one of the most frequent questions that I get is, when is the best time to take Social Security benefits? I explain the factors I use in determining the optimal age to trigger benefits, and I often hear, well, I'm taking Social Security at age 62. That's the earliest you can. According to the Social Security Administration, the SSA, nearly 35% of all recipients take their benefits at age 62, greatly reduced. About 18% receive it at full retirement age, and fewer than 4% delay to get maximum benefits at age 70. Now, as a refresher, the SSA allows us to begin receiving reduced Social Security retirement benefits at age 62. The amount one will receive is a reduced amount upon the FRA, or the full retirement age. One's FRA used to be 65, but because of increased longevity, full retirement age has been raised to age 67. Now, and gradations in between, depending upon your age.
Right.
In 1983, several amendments were passed that gradually increased the age for collecting full retirement benefit. Now, the plan increases the benefit age from 65 to 67. For those born between 1937, FRA is 65. Those in between 1937 and 1960 have phased-in benefit ages. And everyone born in 1960 and later will have an FRA of 67. The longer we live, the better off we would be to hold off filing for benefits. That's because we would enjoy the highest payoff for the longest period of time. we cannot successfully predict when we're going to die. So for many, it's easy to take benefits when they are first offered. I tend to place my bets on longevity. Now, please don't take the when to begin Social Security question lightly. If you are healthy, have longevity in the family, it may be a good idea to wait, and you may need to use your own savings to stretch till a later date. That's often a very good strategy. And, of course, if you have any questions on that, putting together that plan, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
And it's all a game of unknown variables because you just don't know how long you've got to spend in this world.
Exactly.
And so I think that's why a lot of people take that 62.
Yeah. I mean, personally, you're in good shape. I'm confident that I'm gonna live to triple digits.
Yep. And I might, too. I might live to be 100.
You know, anything, of course, can happen, but I anticipate that I will with health care and keeping in shape, and so I'm going to wait till the last minute.
Hey, just a big salute to you and all of our veterans today, because I know you served in the Navy, and it is Veterans Day. It's a time for us to remember all of our veterans.
It's a good idea. We've got a group of about 25 people. I'm about to call this restaurant and make a reservation. And
oh, are you?
A handful of us are veterans, but the other guys are just tremendously supportful and supporting. And we're going to raise a glass to veterans.
Going to have a lunch today, or
we're going to have a get together lunch. And
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So,
all right, Don. Well,
all right.
Thank you, sir. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up. At 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. House committees continue their impeachment inquiry this week. We've got the story. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.